Page 30, Unit 2, Lesson 7 and 8, What You Should Know About Fires. Part 2, A. Preventing fires in your house or apartment. About 80% of deaths from fire in the United States happen in houses and apartments. However, experts say that you can do a lot to prevent fires in your home if you know what causes them. This is true in Saudi Arabia as well as in the United States. Here are some of the main causes of fires in the home. Here are pictures of a box of matches, a stove, an iron machine, a sweeping machine, cable is under the carpet, too many plugs are fixed on one outlet of electricity, and finally exposing things to the sun, the heat. Here are some of the main causes of fires in the home. Matches and cigarettes lighters. Only adults should use these. If you see a child playing with matches or a cigarette lighter, warn an adult. Appliances that can start fires. Only adults should operate these. For example, young children should not go near the cooker. Worn out electrical cables. If any electrical cables in your home are worn out, replace them. Never put electrical cables under carpets. Too many plugs in one outlet. Too many plugs in one outlet can heat up the cables inside the wall and start a fire. Keeping gas cylinders in a hot place. If your family keeps gas cylinders out in the hot sun, move the cylinders into the shade. Page 31, Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8. Smoke detectors and home fire drills. Here is a picture of a detector of smoke. And in the garden, a family are sitting in the garden. And a house with its garden outside, people waiting outside. Even if you do everything to prevent fires in your home, they can still start. Because of this, experts say that you should put smoke detectors on the ceiling of all rooms. Smoke detectors give warnings when smoke begins to fill a room. These warnings wake up sleeping people who might be killed by the smoke in their sleep. More people are killed by breathing smoke, gases, and very hot air than by the fire itself. Fire drills. You should know what to do when there is a fire. For this reason, experts say that families should have fire drills or practices. First, your family should sit together and work out all the ways to leave your house or apartment quickly. Next, you should decide on a place outside the house where you can all meet. Finally, everyone should go into his or her bedroom and imagine that there is a fire. One person should shout, "Fire!" You should all leave the house by the ways you decided and meet at the meeting place outside. Page 32, Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8. What to do in a real fire? What should you do if you wake up at night and realize that there is a fire? Here is some advice from experts. Get out of bed and crawl onto the floor. The air is cleanest and coolest there, because hot air, smoke, and gases from a fire all rise to the ceiling. Shout to warn the rest of the family. Crawl to the bedroom door. If the door feels hot, do not open it. Crawl to the window and open it. Leave through the window or wait there for the firemen. If your bedroom door does not feel hot, open it carefully. If the air is not too hot, crawl to the nearest exit. If your clothes catch fire, do not run. Stand still. Then fall to the floor and roll around. That will help put out the flames. Meet your family at the meeting place and phone the fire service. Never go back into the building for any reason. Page 33, Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8. Letter B. Your teacher will define some new words from the passage. Look at the list below and choose the words that match the definitions. Part 1 and Part 2. Adult. Advice. Careless. Catch fire. Cause. Crippled. Expert. Get out of. Injure. The second group. Introduction. Make the headlines. On purpose. Realize. Roll around. Smoke. Stand still. Warn. Work out. Let us see. Now choose the correct answer. Part 1 and Part 2. Number 1. How many Americans are injured in fires every year? From A to D, A, B, C, D. 7,000? 200,000? 167? 84. Number 2. Las Vegas is, from A to D, A, B, C, D, a place, a person, a newspaper, a hotel. Number 3. How many fires are caused by cigarettes every year? From A to D, A, B, C, D, 7,000? 75,000? 200,000, 2,500,000. Number 4. What is the main cause of fires in the United States? From A to D, A, B, C, D. Lightning, carelessness, children playing with matches, people starting them on purpose. Number 5. You can do a lot to prevent fires in your home if you, from A to D, A, B, C, D. A. Read the newspaper or watch television. B. Go to sleep with a burning fire. C. Keep gas cylinders out in the sun. D. Know what causes them. Page 34, Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8. We continue with number 6 up to number 12. Number 6. In line 8, on page 30, the word these means A up to D, A, B, C, D. Matches, cigarettes, appliances, fires. Number 7, why should you put smoke detectors on all ceilings from A to D, A, B, C, D? A, to warn people that a fire is starting. B, to fill a room with smoke. C, to stop people smoking in their sleep. D, to start fires. Number 8. In line 21 on page 31, they means from A to D, A, B, C, D. A, smoke detectors. B, fires. C, experts. D, warnings. Number 9. In line 59 on page 32, there means A, B, C, D. A, in bed. B, on the floor. C, near the ceiling. D, in a fire. Number 10. In a fire, why should you crawl to the exit? Because A, B, C, D. A, the air is cleanest on the floor. B, the door feels hot. C, you will be near the window. D, you have got out of bed. Number 11. In a fire, what should you do if your bedroom door feels hot? A, B, C, D. A, open it carefully. B, go to the window. C, wait at the door for the firemen. D, wait in your bed. Number 12. If you wake up and realize that there is a fire, when should you phone the fire service? A, B, C, D. A, as soon as you realize that there is a fire. B, when you realize that your bedroom door is hot. C, when you reach the window. D, after you have left the house. Letter D, revision. Number 1, discuss these questions with your teacher from A to E, A, B, C, D, E. A, what should you do before you begin reading a new passage? B, make a list of some ways to get the general idea of the subject before reading. C, what should you do when you see a new word in the passage? D, should you read the passage silently or aloud? E, what should you do after you read the passage the first time?